Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Nazir. In the previous Mishnah, we had the case of a husband being mayfair after the animals were set aside, but before the korbanos were actually brought. Our Mishnah discusses whether the husband can be mayfair after she has already started bringing her korbanos. And we're going to have three opinions, the Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So the Tanakama says, Nizrak alayachem min adamim, once the blood of any one of the three korbanos was thrown on the mizbeach, then eino yochel lahafer. Then the husband can no longer be mayfair. And the reason, the Tanakhama's reasoning is quite straightforward. Once the first of the bloods is thrown on the mizbeach of the three korbanos, the earlier one, doesn't matter which one it is, there is a preference, but it doesn't matter which one in the end, whichever one is thrown first, once that first blood is spritzed on the mizbeach, she's not allowed to drink wine. She is now allowed to drink wine. And therefore, there's no more inu nefesh. And if there's no more inu nefesh, then the husband doesn't have the ability to be mayfair, because the husband can only be mayfair in darm sheish ben inu nefesh or darm sheish ben olveno. And so, since there's no more inu nefesh, he can't be mayfair. But, of course, according to the Tanakhama, if the zrika is the dividing line, then that means that anything before zrika, he still can be mayfair, even if it's already after Shechita, which seems to be a little bit of a chiddush in the last Mishnah, because the last Mishnah, we talked specifically about the Hifrishes Behemta, right? So according to the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, it could even have said Ushchato, right? And it was Shechted, as long as the blood wasn't Shpitz. So that's the first opinion, that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu nishchata ala achas mikol behemos in yachol hafer. It's true, of course. Once the zrika comes along, then there's no more inyan nefesh, and it can't be mayfair, says Rabbi Akiva. I agree. But the truth is, the cutoff is a little earlier. The cutoff is shchita, which is of course before zrika, because you can't throw the blood before you get the blood, which you would only do after shchita. So once one of the karbanos reaches the stage of shchita, it's already nishchita. So then in yachol hafer, the husband can only be mayfair. Why? She's still not allowed to drink wine. So the Gemara explains that it's because he would cause the karbanos to be ruined, right? There are karbanos that have been shechted now. The blood is ready to be thrown, and he's going to ruin it because he's going to be mayfair, and then the blood will never get thrown. So that animal was wasted. And potentially even they could throw the blood because they didn't realize. And that would be very bad. And so this is really bad for the karbanos. And so therefore, since in any way the inu is only going to last another couple of minutes, she's basically done. So therefore, since it's not even really inu nefesh, and it's a bizayon for the kudjim, for the karbanos, so therefore he's not allowed to be mayfair even after shechita before zrika. But metvarimur, what are we talking? When are we talking about? What is the restricted case here? Well, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva are speaking specifically about the regular karbanos at the end of the nazirus, bitagachas hatahara, and that's because the inui is over, or according to the Tanakhama, or almost over according to Rabbi Kiva, and therefore it makes sense, right? You can't be mayfair once you pass that point because there's no more inui, or there's almost no more inui. Bitagachas hatuma. But if she became Tameh, and now we're talking about the animals that she's bringing for her karbanos Tumah, those animals, Yafer, he can be made for it even after the animals are brought, even after Shechita, even after Zrika. Because after all, Shehu Yachol Omar, Yafshi B'Ishim Nuveles. He can say, I don't want a wife who suffers, right? This is Inu Nefesh. The Inu Nefesh is going to continue. It's going to, in fact, not only continue, it's going to restart from scratch again. He's going to do it all over again. And she's not going to be able to drink wine, and she's not going to be able to cut her hair, and she's not going to be able to go to the cemetery and to funerals, and just, it's Inu Nefesh, particularly the wine, and it's Inu Nefesh, and I don't want it. And since it's going to continue, he has that right to be mayfair even after the shechita of the korbanos or the korbanos tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, extends this logic back to taglachas hatahara. Rabbi Omer, Af b'tagachas atara yofir. Even with tagachas atara, even with the regular korbanos, we said the Tanakhama says the cutoff is zrika. The Rabbi Akiva says a little bit earlier that the cutoff is shchita, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says no cutoff. As long as there's nizirus left. Until the whole process is over, he could still be mefer. Why? He could say, "I don't want my wife to suffer," and even after the karbanos are shechted and the blood is thrown, she is going to cut off all her hair. That's part of the process. All of her hair is cut off and thrown under the pot to cook the shlamim with. So that certainly counts as inui, a woman to cut off all her hair. That's suffering, and he could say, I don't want my wife to have to suffer having her hair cut off. And therefore, I can be Mayfair, and he can be Mayfair, even after Shechita, even after Zrika, as long as the hair hasn't yet been cut off. Once the hair is cut off, then even Rebbe agrees there's no more reason for him to be Mayfair, and therefore no more ability for him to be Mayfair.